I mean, talking it, I would say to the Americans that you, America, and you Americans, you could you can save the world or destroy the world or save, you know. So please save the world instead of the other thing. And but today I don't say that so much anymore, because frankly speaking, it starts to look like it doesn't depend so much on you Americans anymore. And I may be wrong. But in any case, the reality of it, you know, that would prove me right or wrong, is resting in our hands, I would say, us humans on the planet, not the others, and not the leaders only, but all of us. Because it's really now about whether we humans, you know, the majority of us, the majority is very powerful. And that's why the leaders now, they're so happy to have this media that is connected to every, you know, with screens connected to every one of us, our eyes and senses. And because if you want to go to war, if you want to go this way, that way, if you want to control the world, it's important to have the majority with you. So we should just make sure we go with the right ones, with the good girls and guys. I mean, with the good ideas, the right way, you know, and not just by walking like sheep after someone, but by living that way ourselves, you know, sharing and tolerating each other and seeing the unity rather than the differences, and cooperate, you know, as I often say, around that which we agree upon rather than fighting about what we don't agree, and so forth. So we could really, you know, and talking and also now conceptual talking, stay around that theme very much.